Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Infertility treatments could soon be required to be covered by health insurance in Minnesota. A bill paving the way cleared its first hurdle in the Senate Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee, but there was some opposition. Maggie Hange is with the Minnesota Catholic Conference.
Couples can easily spend upwards of $100,000 and may never achieve a successful pregnancy. We should not be using taxpayer dollars to coerce people, including religious employers, into paying for a practice that is not good medicine or sound ethics.
The bill's author, Senator Erin May Quaid of Apple Valley, responded.
This is very, very common, particularly in millennials and now in Gen Z. This is something that is affecting our generations tremendously. There are so many life goals that we are not able to achieve for myriad reasons, but one of them is that we want to start families and we can't afford to.
The bill passed on a 6-5 vote and now heads to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. NAMI, Minnesota, is warning that the federal government withholding Medicaid funds from the state will have an impact on mental health services in every corner of Minnesota. Executive Director Marcus Schmidt says Medicaid funding helps support a number of critical programs for people with mental illness.
These are huge cuts to Medicaid, plain and simple, that will undermine our progress and shift costs to counties, providers, and families who are already stretched. It will result in the loss of care and, we believe, the loss of lives.
More than 1 million Minnesotans rely on Medicaid for health insurance. A Little Falls man will be sentenced May 7th for the killing of a toddler he was caring for in July of 2023. A jury found 42-year-old Eric Blanco guilty of second-degree murder and first-degree manslaughter in the death of 14-month-old Riverlyn Van Norman. First responders found the girl unresponsive and not breathing, with bruising to her face and marks on her neck and ears. Blanco was arrested that September. There's a push at the state legislature this year for a new passenger rail line along the I-35 corridor. Brian Nelson of All Aboard Minnesota says there are transportation bills in the House and Senate
that would direct MnDOT to apply for another state-run corridor passenger train between the Twin Cities and Kansas City. And so, same process as what the Borealis went through.
Nelson says that would begin studies of the economic impact, cost to run, ridership projections, and scheduling. The Amtrak Borealis between St. Paul and Chicago received federal matching funds. The Timberwolves beat the Raptors 115-107 at Target Center last night for their fifth straight win. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 22 points. The Orlando Magic come to Target Center on Saturday afternoon. And the semifinals of the Boys State High School Hockey Tournament are being played today in St. Paul. This is MNN.